please turn the Bible, Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. Revelation chapter 3 verse 14. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. 15. I know your works, but you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you said, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, do not know that you are wretched. You are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garment, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. And behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and be with him, me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. And as we know, John wrote letters to seven churches, and this is the last one. And this church, as we know, is lukewarm. So their faith was not cold and hot, nor hot. So Jesus said, if you keep this situation, then I will vomit you out of my mouth and encourage them to repent. So from this, we will learn a couple of truths this morning. The end, we have to open the door for the Lord, because he is knocking at the door, and we listen the knocking and they open the door for the Lord, and then we will overcome and we will be victory and to dine with Jesus. So when we see the church situation there, it's cold, neither cold nor hot. It's lukewarm. So their situation is complacent. They keep complacent because they consider I'm enough. Yeah. They consider they are so rich. They don't need anything. You know, sometimes in our faith, we might be same as the church in Laodicea, because we just keep the same. Let's turn to Ezekiel. Chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 11. Verse 11. but if the swamps and marshes will not be healed, they will be given over to salt. You know, from verse 1 to verse 10, we can see the water's benefit. Wherever we receive water, then they will change from salt water to sweet water, can be healed. But only specific situation will not change. Swamps and marshes, yeah. Because they have a little water. You cannot say they do not have water, because indeed they have a little bit water. And if you say they have a lot of water, no, they don't have. But they just little bit water. So the Bible tells us, woe to those who are in complacent. So in our first journey, we have to move on. I think this is my personal opinion. Many members are in complacent situation because every week they come to join the service, but they won't get more involved in the church ministry. They won't get involved, but they come to the church. Yes, they come. They join the service, but they won't get involved in any kind of holy work. Just come. Of course, come is good, coming to attend the service. But in the eyes of God, it's lukewarm, like the members in Laodicea. So we have to keep on moving. So how to keep our faith move on? Not just stand there, not just stand still. We have to keep moving. So we go back. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 18. Counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, because the whole church members consider they are so rich, but in the eyes of God, God considers they are so poor, they are so rich. They are naked, they are miserable, but they cannot see. Because God is his spiritual eyes to see. So we have always stress, or we have to emphasize, we should lift up our spirituality. Because we can see the spiritual things. From our study, everybody is fine, but you are fine, I'm okay. You're okay. You are so healthy. You are so energetic. It's okay. From our study, you're talking with me, we have a nice conversation. It's good. But if from spiritual view, might not okay. Because everybody might have a dark corner in our heart, dark corner, dark in our heart. The darkness, I cannot see, only God knows. So in the eyes of God, they consider, he considers they are naked, poor, but they didn't know. So what can we do? Verse 18, counsel, which means give you advice, and you can take it or not. You can take it. Well, you don't have to take it. It depends on you, depends on us. So counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, and to buy white garment, and buy the soaps, to buy. So free buy, we have to buy. And what does being buy, purchase? When you buy material, then you have to pay, right? You have to pay money. Buy a computer, buy iPad, buy iPhone, you have to pay. Buy your sneakers, you have to pay money, right? So we have to pay in order to get something. We have to pay. So we have to pay our money, we have to pay our energy, we have to pay our time, right? We have to pay. And when we pay, of course, we have to suffer because you have to move. Like after the first session, then we have exercise time. Then instructors will tell you to run, right? Run a couple of circles, to run. And run, of course, for you, it's easy, right? You are so young. But for the aged people, oh, it's not easy. Yeah? To run for them, it's very difficult. Yeah? So something for you may be difficult, right? You do not to move. Yeah? You know, did you see? Every time, most of members, when they come to the church, usually they sit in a specific area, the seat. Specific seat. You know, some members sit in the rear pew, and some in the front pew, in the middle, in the, you know, across the aisle, or across the other side. Every time the same, especially some members like to sit in the back. Even so few members attend the service, and sometimes the speakers encourage everybody to come forward. It's tough. Some maybe only one or two members stand up and then move forward. Most of them stay there. Why? Because if I change, right? I change, then you have to stand up, then move. Hey, it's tough for me. I'd rather stay here, right? Enjoy my seat right now. Relax. So in our first journey, we have to pay, we have to buy, we have to pay something. We have to pay, suffer. When you want to get a good job, same, you have to working hard. Yeah. Get a good school, good grade, you have to study hard. And this you pay. But when you pay, one day you will get a reward. Okay. So we have to buy three things. The first one is refined gold in the fire. And in the first Peter, we learn our faith after refined, then will become so precious, right? So here, actually, they talk about our faith. Yeah. And why we have to buy the gold refined? Because we may be rich. Yeah. Rich. Because God considers the members in Laodicea is not rich, it's poor. So I encourage you to buy this, you have to buy certain specific items, then you can be rich. So God instructed us, if you want to get this result, then you have to do specific ways, because Jesus is the way, and we have to follow specific ways. Then what is the way we should possess faith? Of course, some members always complain they are in a miserable situation, the life is so tough. Complain this, complain that, every time. Because they consider they are so poor, but actually we are so rich. Yeah. Let's turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 17. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. So here we can see two riches, right? Because those who are rich, indeed, they are rich. They are so wealthy. in this present age. And the second rich, say uncertain riches, uncertain. Because Bible says that money has wings. Money has wings. Has wings, two wings. Like an eagle, right? Fly there, fly over there, right? Everywhere. So money may be in your pocket today, but tomorrow, no guarantee. The money will have it, you know, wing, right? Wings tend to fly to my pocket. And next day, maybe to your pocket. And the other day, maybe to your pocket. So money has wings. Okay. So it's uncertain. So what can we do? Who give us, so we have to live in God, rely on God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So we have to rely on God because He already gave us richly, richly all things. All things. And in Chinese Bible, 100 items. In Chinese Bible say, 百物, 百物, 百, 100, 一百, 两百, 一百, 100. 物, items, things. So our Lord gave us 100 items to enjoy already. So when you go back home, you just count how many items do you purchase, do you have? You count one by one. Right? If you're 100, then you should be satisfied. You should be content because God said He will give us 100 items to enjoy. Then we have to enjoy whatever God gives us. Enjoy. So where is the happiness? You know, some people just pursue the happiness long, long distance. But actually, the happiness is around us. Just enjoy it. I bought a house in Sacramento. And right now, I don't have any sofa. I'm so happy. Enjoy it, right? I just enjoy the house. I have an old chair. I enjoy it, right? I sit down there, enjoy it, right? Enjoy everything. Then one time, my daughter just emailed me my granddaughter's picture. Yeah? And they went to chapel to attend a service. Yeah? And after service, my granddaughter just prayed this, the ring bell, right? Just pray this ring bell after service, not in the service, after. And for a long time, maybe she prayed for maybe for 10 minutes. Yeah. Only the ring bell, right? Hey, so wonderful, hey. And sometimes upside down, and sometimes this way, and sometimes this again, to see, to watch, right? Hey, so curious about, right? So wonderful, hey. Enjoying. So sometimes we have to go back like a baby, right? Enjoy everything. Even like this, right? They can enjoy it too, right? Hey, turn this way, turn this way, right? An iPad, everything. Your glasses, right? Everything. But glasses for you is nothing, right? Nothing. You won't enjoy it. But for the baby, they enjoy everything. So enjoy what you have, right? We always forget this one, yeah? And pursue something we don't have. When I in 1988, I bought the first house, and before I saw admire some brothers and sisters have a ping pong table at their home, their basement. I saw admire, right? I saw jealous. Yeah. So I said one day if I bought my house, I also want to get a ping pong table to play. Yeah. And then I bought a house, then I bought a ping pong table in the basement, put it in the basement. But it turned out that pretty idle. Me and my wife maybe only play one time or two times a year. We have it, but I just forget to enjoy it. So many times we do the same. So we have to enjoy. So we are very rich already. We are so rich. Enjoy everything. Enjoy your clothing. Enjoy whatever you have now. Okay, then we turn back. Revelation chapter 3. The second item, the white garment. White garment. Of course, when we see the white garment, we must connect to the holiness, right? Yes, indeed. In the same book, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, talking about, understand to chapter 2. Chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. You have new names even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they should walk with me in white, for they are worthy. 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So we can see the those who cross the white garment are those who never defiled, never be defiled. So keep holy. White garment, keep holy. But in reality, we commit sin every day. Because nobody is good except God. Only God is good. God is good. So every day we might commit a sin against God. Every day. Yeah. Even, of course, we won't put action, right? But in our mind, we might have evil thinking. Right? So we are not qualified to clothe the white garment because we defiled. We are being defiled. We are being polluted by the society. When you go to school, maybe you get angry. If you have hatred in your heart, you have complained. You talk back to your parents, disobey your parents, dishonor your parents, say some bad word to your parents or to your friend. So make your parents get hurt, maybe. So in reality, it's very tough for us to keep holy. So what can we do? Let's turn to 1 Peter. Because we are not perfect. So how can keep perfection? Chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 8. The last sentence. For love will cover multitude of sins. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Yes, we have sins every day. Right? Every day we commit a sin against God. Because we are flesh. We are flesh. So how to make holy, how to keep our holy status? Then we should love others, love our neighbors, because love will cover a multitude of sins. Yeah. How to blot our sins away? Of course, we have to rely on Jesus' blood. Right? But before, when we receive water baptism, then his blood washed our sins away, but we still live in this world. Live in this corruptive world. So how to keep holy? Then we have to love others. Yeah. Love our brothers and sisters. We have to forgive someone who offended us. Yeah. Forgive. Just let them go and also let you go. Don't keep it in your mind. Don't hold a grudge. If you hold a grudge, you just like hold a bomb. And one day it will explosion, right? Exploded one day. So do not hold. In Chinese, say 抱怨. 听得到吗? Chinese 抱怨. 抱怨, 埋怨. 你抱住, you hold grudge. It's not good. Yeah. Do not hold. Don't release. Love will cover many sins. So the second item is to talk about love. And first item is talk about faith. So how about the third one? The third one. We go back the Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. So we have to buy eye swabs to anoint our eyes so we may see. So we may see. We buy eye drops, then we anoint our eyes, then we may see. Right? Do we have eye drops? You know, sometimes you have to use eye drops every day. Because to keep your eyes clear, especially some old woman, old lady, old men have to use eye drop. You are so young, you don't have to. But in spiritually, we might have some problem with our eyes because we cannot see. The spiritual eyes to see. So what is the spiritual eye drop? Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you to the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So Apostle Paul to pray for the members, pray God to enlighten our eyes so we may see the hope, we may see the glory in God. It's very rich, right? So we may see the hope. So this talk about hope, we can see. So use our spiritual eyes to see God's hope. So first item talk about faith. The second item talk about love. The third item talk about hope. And this is our code of faith. Faith, love, and hope. And if we purchase those three things, we want to pay our energy, we want to pay for our time, we want to pay our love, then what's the result? Let's turn back. Chapter 3 in Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. So when we try to pay the price for the Lord, we want to change our attitude, we want to change our mindset, we want to change ourselves. Change may bring suffering, may bring pains. Like when my daughter was 5 years old, and one day she said, "Oh, I got a leg pain. Then we are so nervous as a parent. Then I bring her to see a doctor. And doctor said, this is normal, because the bone is going up, right? It's just grow up, the bone. Then she will feel pain because grown, right? So growth, change may bring pain, yes. Suffer, bring pains. But if you want to do it, if you are willing to do it, then we will come in to dine with Jesus, to dine. Then what's in the table? God served many food on the table for us. Including dim sum, and sashimi and what else you like. many items. David, what kind of food is your favorite? Fish, barbecue, beef, T-bone. So all kinds on the table. We can come in and dine with Jesus, right? And be with Jesus. When where Jesus is, then there is the kingdom. So joyful. So we can sense fulfillment, the happiness. In our life, we pursue the happiness, right? Why you have to eat? Because you want to satisfy your stomach. Why you would take a vacation? Because you want to relax yourself. You want to bring enjoyment to yourself, right? Take a time, take it easy. So our whole life, just pursue the happiness. Why your parents work so hard for you? Because they want to bring happiness to you, right? Bring happiness to you. So when your parents see you are so happy, then your parents are happy too, right? You agree? Yes, I agree. Raise your hand. Yeah. So how about God? When we go into a door and to dine with God, then we can find fulfillment. We can find achievement in God. This is the most happiness in life. Otherwise, it's so tough. Even we just pursue the shadow, not a substitute, not a, like some real thing, substance. So now we are going to pray and we ask God to fulfill us and to accept us, and we try to open the door for him and get into the room with him, only we and Jesus, only two, so enjoy, only two to talk. Like in some days, if you reach the age, then you date with a sister or brothers, and only two, so enjoy the precious time. So now, during the prayer, we also enjoy the time with Jesus alone. Okay, let's come forward to pray together.